Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I like all the sounds in the background.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is that the water machine?
There we go.
It's just someone filling up the kettle.
That looks. That sounds like Thriller now.
I like
the footsteps.
It's like we've collected some Foley department.
Just trying to get this, somewhere a bit quieter.
Got to keep all of this in. I think all of this is absolute gold.
I think it's brilliant. This is our new section. This is called Patreon Picks. This is where we get our wonderful patrons to pick their favourite episode, and then we have a brief chat with them on the online on here. And as you can hear, our guest at the moment is either in a toilet or down a well or in a castle.
I think she's a professional jailer.
I think she is. Yeah, it's an old school jailer. Yeah. It's Ellie Freeman. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to have you on. Are you at work at the minute?
I am. I've snuck out for a few minutes, but yeah.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Thank you. What do you do?
I'm a jeweller, actually.
Oh, are you? Not a jailer, you're a jeweller.
We were close.
Oh, we were close, yeah. Oh, very nice. I love a bit of jewellery. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing this. Happy to have you on for you to quickly talk about your favourite episode. And which episode was that?
The one I mentioned was actually Mark Steele because of a very specific moment in it. So he was telling you about this, like, evil teacher who was obviously sort of treating pupils like shit to make himself feel big and powerful, and he was saying that some years later he was talking to his mum on the phone, who broke the news that this guy had died. And he said, like, for like one of the very few times in his life, he just thought, good. And you could just hear the passion and the emotion in his voice that this guy had finally pegged it, because he was just such a piece of shit. And I got it. I totally understood where he was coming from, but it was just, it really made me laugh, and it made me, I don't know, it just really stuck with me, I guess.
So that was Ellie Freeman. Thanks, Ellie. So this is Mark Steele talking about school days. And you can hear the whole two-part episode on Insane in the Membrane.
And then you get told off for not listening.
Right? Yeah.
Listen, why aren't you listening? It's the only job where you can bore someone and then blame the person that you've bored. And I think an actor in a play. Ah, thee indeed, Romeo, there forever. You, third row, fifth seat, pay attention, and you come back tomorrow and watch the whole thing again and all the soliloquies twice.
I think I had a line, it is the borer, not the boree, that is the problem here. If you don't want people to be bored, don't be so fucking boring.
And I was bored at school.
Oh, I hated
nearly
school.
All the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I was the same. Yeah, never, nothing. There's nothing excited me at all. None of the teachers gave a fuck. There was one.
Mrs. Where was it?
I went to Ramsden School for Boys in Orpington.
Right.
And there was Miss Stevens, I think in my third year. She liked me.
Right.
And she tried to help me, and she was great. There was Mrs. Sinclair when I was younger. She taught me how to read. She helped me understand words.
So, yeah.
But
the great ones that you remember forever.
Absolutely.
And then the evil ones you get.
Yeah.
There was a bloke at my school, Mr. Turton, and he was the only person I can say this about. He was so foul, Well, he used to... Because each day, a different teacher used to be in charge of the dinner time.
Yeah.
And they were that designated teacher for that day. And most days, such and such would be and they would just be in charge. You wouldn't really know who was in charge. You go up, you get your dinner, you sit at the table, yep. You have a chat, and then you go off and play about in the playground. I'm talking about junior school here, right. Like between 7 and 11. When it was Mr. Turton, he was, and I think back to some of the things he used to talk about. I remember him doing a lesson once about what an evil institution the United Nations was, for example. So he believed in a natural order, Britain, okay. You know, it was all of that. He was clearly someone of the far right, and he believed in order and discipline in that way, you know.
Going around colonising everybody.
The children should be seen and not heard and all that, and given a good hiding. He used to give people just slipper and stuff for... there's some minor transgression, such as, right, so when it was his turn to be in charge of the dinner hour, no one was allowed to make a noise of any sort.
What?
So all these kids, whatever it was, I don't know, maybe 150 kids or whatever, would be in this canteen sort of, you know, there in the dinner hall, just...
What?
Not just mild noise of knife.
Not even.
Not careful, not even to go...
No
talking, nothing. And whenever it was him in charge, there'd be one kid who you have a little plastic beaker, and they'd pour soda, go and knock this beaker, it'd go on the floor. And Turton had come over, grabbed the kid by the scruff of the neck. Big bloke he was, you know?
Yeah.
Grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, you lose your dinner, you got marched to the wall, you'd stand there with your hands out, you know, like political prisoners do in jails. You'd stand there with your hands up against the wall, and then you might be an hour to the end of the dinner hour, and that's what they do,
That's
what they do. Utter arsehole. And then if you were playing either football or cricket in the field there, he would just come out, like in the Kez film, except without the wit or charm. He would come out and he'd just go into the middle of the game and dribble round four kids who are nine, and he'd dribble round and score a goal. That's how you kick a ball. This bloke is like 40, this massive bloke. Or he'd just snatch a cricket bat, boof, and knock this soft ball and go, don't get it, throw the bat on the floor. And I remember when I must have been about 25, and I remember my mum ringing me up and going, you remember Mr. Turton, that teacher? He died. And it's the only time in my life I've heard someone's died, and I thought, good. I mean,
you don't wish on anyone, but.
No, I mean, Mugabe dies, I think, I'm not going to shed a tear for Mugabe.
No.
But I didn't think, good, but I did with Turton, I did. Because he was worse than Robert Mugabe.
Fucking hell.
I'd rather have had Robert Mugabe running the dinner hour. At least he'd have let you talk. If it was only to see if you had to say all praise to Mr. Mugabe.
I was
going to
say, as long as it was about him, you're fine.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.